Ghost Corps. The Prayer Rug of Nana Sahib, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith, Ghost Corps operative, buys a prayer rug at an auction in Cairo. He believes its curious pattern conceals a secret map. Ram Dass, a mysterious Hindu, steals the rug and flees to Kathmandu, capital of the province of Nepal, with K.C. and Ali on his trail. Arriving in Kathmandu, Ali learns that Ram Dass has already left for Kundra, a forbidden city hidden somewhere deep in the Himalaya mountains. In the Khan that K.C. has chosen as a base of operations, a spy of Ram Dass slips a cobra into K.C.'s room at night. K.C. kills it, and under the guidance of Dola Rao, his chief shikari, heads into the mystery-shrouded jungles and mountains in search of the forbidden city. In their camp beside a mountain stream, Dola Rao and Ali awaken K.C. with the news that the bearers have deserted, taking with them their pack and saddle animals.
So they've deserted, eh? Which way do their tracks lead, Ali?
Hooves and feet leave no trail on the floor of this God-forgotten country of rock and iron.
Headed back for Kathmandu, probably, as fast as they can go. What do you think, Dola Rao?
The Sahib is wise in the ways of men. We also turn back, Bahadur?
No, my friend. We'll carry on, afoot. Make up packs of what we actually need and cache the rest of our supplies with the tents. We'll pick them up on our way back. If we come back.
As the Sahib wills.
By staying with us, Dola Rao, you've proven yourself a loyal friend. I'm going to take you into our confidence.
Dola Rao is honored, Sahib.
We are looking for Kundra. And I'm convinced that we're not far from it.
The Sahib is wise.
So is Dola Rao. Therefore, he knows how happy 500 pounds of English money would make him. It is his. In return for guidance to the forbidden city of Kundra.
A man may die for nothing. Why should the Sahib pay 500 pounds?
Why should I die?
It is forbidden to any to enter the city of Kundra, particularly a Christian. If the Sahib sets foot in Kundra, he dies.
Leave that for me to worry about. Anyway, no one need know we're in the city.
Lakshmini, 'tis said, knows everything. Her vengeance is swift and terrible. She wills a man to die, and the man dies.
So I understand. Nevertheless, you will guide us to the city?
Dola Rao has never been near Kundra. He has no idea where Kundra lies.
All right, my friend. But we're going on. You can come along or follow your men as you wish.
Our packs will be the lighter. I go where the Sahib and Muhammad Ali go.
Right. And if you change your mind, the 500 pounds are still yours if you lead us by the shortest route to Kundra.
As Dola Rao has said, he knows not the route to Kundra.
All right. Fix up 3 packs of provisions and ammunition. Make a cache of what's left. We'll go on when you're ready.
Hearing and obeying, Sahib.
Well, Ali, what do you think of him?
Deep, Habib. Although he will not commit himself, either because he does not know or through fear of the consequences to himself, I am convinced that he could lead us directly to Kundra if he chose to.
So am I. Suppose he's one of Ram Dass' men placed in our path to lead us astray? No, I'm probably wrong there. If he were, why did he advise me to be careful?
Nevertheless, Habib, 'twere better to keep an eye on the bland, astute Dola Rao.
Right you are. Ali, you said back in Kathmandu that you were as well informed as to the location of Kundra as any man.
I can see as much as any man, which is little enough. My knowledge has been pieced together from the many tales I have heard regarding the legend of the prayer rug and the forbidden city.
Then you agree with me in my surmise that we're near it?
I am convinced that we are not more than 20 miles from the city itself.
So? Why?
You see those 3 tall peaks to the east?
Yeah, what about them?
Kundra is said to lie hidden in a triangle formed by 3 tall mountain peaks. The center one, seen from the southwest, being Mount Everest.
The packs, Sahib, they are ready.
And the rest of our things?
There in that little cavern where we may find them on our return.
That's good. And since you've lost your sense of direction, my friend, I'll lead from now on.
As the Sahib wills. It is said that the Forbidden City lies 3 days' travel to the northwest of Kathmandu.
Northwest? In a triangle formed by 3 tall peaks, eh, Dolo Rao? Therefore, we proceed into the northeast. Come on, let's get going.
In camp at 4 in the morning, when Ali awakens Casey to take his turn at guard duty, Casey throws more wood upon the fire, and with his rifle across his knees, sits drowsily ruminating upon his quest of the prayer rug. Suddenly he leaps to his feet, throws the rifle to his shoulder. Before he can press the trigger, the weapon is wrenched from his grasp. He's thrown heavily to the ground. The weight lifts instantly from his chest to resolve itself into a tall, dim form. He finds himself suddenly surrounded by many shadowy forms.
Ali! Dolo Rao!
Silence, Sahib! Kong so high!
Move, Ali. We're to walk.
And you understand their speech, Kasim?
A mixture of Tibetan and mongrel Chinese. Well, come on, nothing for us to do but obey. I have a feeling, Ali, that we're on our way to Kundra.
And Dolo Rao?
I was just going to ask you, what have they done with him?
I do not know. I heard you call and awoke to find myself surrounded.
I must have dozed off. I didn't see them until too late.
More of Ram Dass work.
Probably. We'll know soon enough. Apparently they have their orders not to kill us at once. Well, thank heaven it's getting light enough to see.
These men, Habib, can you make out their costume?
Nepalese hillmen, excepting those white cloaks and black veils.
You know, I am wondering about Dolo Rao, Habib. He seems to be very definitely missing, unless...
Yeah, unless he's hiding his black beard behind one of those long veils.
That is a thought, Kasim.
Yeah, at least he's not a prisoner. It's possible that he escaped back there in camp. They may have overlooked him because of his similarity in dress.
Throughout the long day and far into the night, the black-veiled Silent Hill men lead their prisoners deeper and deeper into the mountains, climbing rugged trails that clung to the sides of cliffs thousands of feet high, crossing barren and steaming valleys, passing through deep, gloomy gorges, to at last enter a rocky, downward-leading path on the far side of an immense gray cliff. At the foot of the cliff, they enter a bowl-like valley. Passing through dense underbrush through which trails and cross-trails have been cut, they emerge into a narrow street lined with low, shadowy buildings. Into the largest of these, they are led through a huge, heavily copper-studded gateway, which creaks open at their approach. They cross a dim, starlit court to pause before a second door, which one of their captors throws wide. They're thrust roughly into the black interior. Behind them, the door thuds heavily to.
And if I am not mistaken, Kasi, we are arrived in the forbidden city of Kundra.
I'm afraid you're right, my friend. I had hoped to get into the city some other way with a little less display of pomp and magnificence, but fate seems to have taken the play away from us. Well, anyway, we're here.
And our fate lies in the lap of the gods and the hands of the Rani Lakshmini. 'Tis said that one may hope for clemency from the former.
Dark enough in this dungeon, or whatever it is we're in, without your painting our situation any blacker. Ali, we're not dead yet, and If I remember rightly, we've been in tighter corners. You happen to have any matches?
Better than that, I have my small flashlight.
Use it. We might as well find out where we are.
I shall. Veritable dungeon, Kasi.
Nice, dry quarters. Not over large, but, well built. Rough, solid stone. No outlet other than that door, and that's built to withstand a siege, apparently. At least there aren't any pits to fall into.
And no sliding panels, and no Amira to get us out.
Oh, one mustn't give up hope, Habib. Perhaps we'll find another dusky Sheba here who'll lend us a hand. Hey, what's that little opening over there in the wall? Let's have a look.
Yes?
Chimney, I'd say. Probably opens out onto the roof. Or it's too small to crawl out of.
But not too small to admit the body of A cobra?
Now, that's a pleasant thought.
See here, because they tried to drop one on me in the Khan at Kathmandu doesn't necessarily mean they'll repeat the treatment here. Nevertheless, we'll watch this little opening.
A better idea would be to close it.
I guess that's right, if we can find something.
Shh. Voices, Kasi. Coming through this vent. Listen.
And I have discovered its meaning as
the voice of Ram Dass, Kasi.
Quiet, listen.
The secret of Nana Sahib's prayer rug is no longer a secret to me, my friend.
Bahadur has deciphered its meaning.
I have even located the exact spot where the treasure is concealed.
And the plan is?
As is her custom before passing sentence of death upon one who has entered Kundra unbidden, she will call for the sacred bowl. One swallow of its contents after thou hast dropped these little pellets into it, and I, Ram Dass, shall become Raj of Kundra. Lakshmini will die within the hour. Dost understand, Azam?
I understand, Huzur.
If thou fail to follow my instructions to the letter,
Azam will not fail.
Go then. See to it. I go now to fetch the Christian dog and the Mohammedan into the presence.